Hello and welcome to Creator Update, the show that tells you the latest stuff happening in the creator community. We are kicking this episode of Creator Update off with a new song from Nemesis, a 13-year-old producer from Australia. This song is called Fake Love. Now it's time for the latest news about the YouTube creator community. A recent study has shown that videos on YouTube are getting much longer. This is mostly down to the fact that creators are now capitalizing on the fact that you can make longer videos on YouTube and consequently add more ads onto those videos. This basically means that more creators are getting more money from their videos. Now, I'm not sure whether this would be like recommended for creators. And I don't know whether YouTube would kind of soon clamp down on this, but hopefully that kind of wouldn't be the case, because at least we get the benefit of being able to enjoy more content from those creators. So, for example, there's Felix Kjellberg, he's also known as PewDiePie. His videos have come to around about 30 minutes or so now, There's also now Shane Dawson, who probably has the longest time for his videos, which is about 60 minutes long for each documentary that he does. So yeah, there's more content, but also more revenue and more ads, and yeah, more revenue for the creators. So in other news, there apparently people are trying to unionize against YouTube demonetizing and also kind of the copyright claims, things like that. It's all kind of they're trying to basically go against that now and stop it from happening. This could be a good thing, but it could also cause a lot of news websites and things like that to also kind of cotton onto that fact and make things worse. And it does happen. It's happened before loads of times. And it's not good when it does because creators get affected by it a lot. Right, so that about wraps up this section of the YouTube creator news, where basically you find out all the YouTube news that's going on in the world currently. Thanks for listening to that. Okay. Now it's time to hear about the latest news in the influencers or social media influencers, like the latest stuff happening for each platform. So recently it's been known that Instagram has decided that they're going to try and remove like count from basically making it unviewable for other people that view your posts. So basically it's still going to be visible for yourself, for your profile or your account, but other people won't be able to see your like count. Now, this could be beneficial. It could cause a couple of problems. So, way it could be beneficial is sometimes people look at your Instagram like count to actually figure out whether whether they should be interacting with your posts or not. It's one of the first things they look at to see whether they should be interacting. And if that gets removed, they're not going to see how many likes you have. They're not going to be able to kind of judge on that fact of how many likes you have. So you would actually get a better, well, probably more interaction with your posts. On the other hand, it could cause a problem. So, for example, it could possibly cause issues with basically people's that don't know what you like, what's being liked or not. They won't be able to tell whether that post is good or not. There are also things like, for example, brands you're collaborating with that could cause a problem there because a lot of brands will ask that you have a certain amount of likes, and if they can't see those likes, How are they meant to kind of reward you with stuff that they promise when you've kind of collaborated with them? It's going to be difficult. I think that about wraps up the news for social media. Now it's time for the latest gaming news around the world. So, the latest news that's been going around lately is the Fortnite competition or tournament, World Cup, whatever you want to call it. So, the Fortnite World Cup was quite a big event. It actually had more people watching than the Wimbledon Tennis World Championships, whatever you call it, and more than that, and that was truly amazing. But there are other sides to this. For example, why are we suddenly hearing esports in the news? Why is it so popular? Well, it could be a multiple amount of reasons, because it's got popular online, so suddenly it becomes a global thing, something that a lot of people want to capitalize on. The media will talk about it, and it continues like that. Now, it can be quite a sad thing in a way, because, and also quite controversial, because of the fact that obviously you're not kind of getting that fresh air or anything like that when you're gaming. Now you could have a balance for that. You could have a balance between gaming and going outside, and that will be fine. But a lot of these professional gamers probably don't do that. Now, the other thing that was noted was the fact that a one of the players won a really large sum of money, and even the news channels and the TV, the news on the TV, they actually said, they've actually told parents now that gaming isn't as much as a problem as first thought, and it's not a waste of time like some people think it is. And yeah, it's okay to think that it's a waste of time, and I see where they're coming from, but there is also that aspect of, if you win a tournament like that or World Cup, you're gonna end up like getting so popular, you're gonna end up becoming famous, you're gonna end up with a lot of money from winning that tournament, that World Cup. So I'll just like say congratulations to the person that won that. I don't know the full date details myself, but whoever won that, congratulations. So I think that wraps up the gaming news for now. And next episode I'll be back with some more. So yeah. There's just enough time to tell you about our server, our Discord server, the Creators United Discord server. Did you know we have a server called Creators United? We basically help you to make that next step in your career and help you to get better at that. And we also share and promote your content. We have like many games and things on there as well, so you can have fun while you're not sharing your posts. We cater for basically all content creators, including gamers and esports players, esports teams. We also try and host events where we can, and we would like if you could join and be part of it. We will also be doing a section in this podcast where you can actually have your voice heard and basically kind of give your feedback on our server and our community in general. We hope that you do join as well. This the link is the Discord dot st slash creators. That should bring you to our server.